It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. The Chamber wants to know your big, bold ideas for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Ideas like no one goes to bed hungry, let's get all children to read on grade level by grade 3, building and filling 500,000 square feet of office space, whatever you got, they want to hear it. What is your big, bold idea to help build a better community? You can submit it now at bigboldideas.org. Talking Chapel Hill today, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger off this month and into next because she's on the ballot for re-election. But we are joined here in the studio by Chapel Hill Town Council member Karen Stegman. Karen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
It's very exciting. I'm a frequent listener, so happy to be here.
Awesome. So last night, Chapel Hill Town Council had a meeting with, 40 items on the agenda?
It felt like 50,
actually. There, you know, give or take. Once you hit double digits, you kind of lose count after a while. So what was discussed?
Oh, it was a big night. You know, we always walk in trying to estimate for the our wonderful security guard out in the parking lot. How late, you know, is it a pajama night? Is it a, you know, a late night biscuits night?
He's got pajamas just in case,
and,
right?
Yeah, he's pretty much used to it. And I underestimated. I thought, I went with 10:30 and it was more like 11:30.
Okay.
So there was a lot happening, but really good topics. Just some things going on around town to share, which are fun. Next Wednesday, I believe, is Walk to School Day. So great opportunity to walk to school. My son wants me to walk him to school. It's 2 miles. I was trying to negotiate maybe we ride our bike instead.
Nice,
we're still working on that. It's Banned Books Week, which I bet you've talked about before. And there's a reception Friday night at the library to celebrate with the artists who have done this year's cards and art. They're really lovely.
And we've got a copy of the trading cards right over there, and they're gorgeous this
they're
year.
Amazing.
Yeah, they always are, like every year. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's also we're calling it a rolling birthday celebration. Do you know about this as well? You know everything already, probably, don't you?
I don't know about a rolling birthday celebration. Is this 1819 or is it something else?
No, this is
else?
Transit.
Okay. The 45th anniversary.
Yes,
yeah.
So there's going to be, I think all month, different bus stops are going to have little pop-up parties.
Oh,
and
cool.
Next Tuesday from 10 to 12 in front of the Carolina Coffee Shop at that stop, there's going to be cake and some gifts and a little pop-up party. So
that's awesome.
That's very fun.
Next week, Tuesday, what time?
Tuesday from 10 to 12.
That's great.
From Carolina Coffee Shop.
Yeah.
And then I'm very excited. The Pride Parade, the LGBTQ Pride Parade, Pride Day is Saturday.
Yep.
And I'm super excited because the town is going to be in the parade for the first time in a while.
Nice.
So that's awesome. And we've had a great group of staff working on that to really raise the visibility, the support for LGBTQ staff within our town, within our town staff, and also kind of our visibility and showing our support and advocacy for the LGBT community. So I'll be excited to be marching along with them and invite everybody out.
Awesome.
The parade is, I should know this.
1 o'clock?
I think it's at 11.
Is that 11?
Yeah, you have to be there at 10:30.
I've got the whole schedule like one room over that I could very easily look at if I had
it's at
with
11,
me. But
and
yeah.
Then afterwards, there's they have kind of a whole kind of festival going on all afternoon.
And then it
so
continues
really
into the
fun.
Evening this year, which is really cool. Yeah,
which
Durham
is really
Central
great.
Park.
And
yeah,
it's very family friendly. Mm-hmm. We always bring our kids. They have a great time. So I encourage folks to come on out.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Again, speaking with Karen Stegman, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. Other cool things happening in town?
Yeah, so in terms of what we talked about last night, there's a lot of hot topics. We got an update from UNC. They do every 6 months just a review of the development going on campus because there's really a lot going on. So it's really helpful for us to hear what they're working on, see how it might, impact the town, how we can work together, opportunities for collaborations. So that was great to hear.
What's the latest on Porthole Alley? You know, the news first came out, there was all of this concern about, that building with Carolina Coffee Shop is going to go away. But that was preliminary at the time. Where do things stand now?
Right. So they're going to be doing a master planning process that the town is going to be involved in, and they're inviting community engagement as well. And that is, again, a long-term, I don't have the numbers in front of me about sort of what time frame they're looking at these changes, but it's...
It's over years, 10, right? Yeah.
10 plus years. And they were also saying, I know there was concern about the retail. So the frontage on Franklin, well, they're committed to keeping that as retail. Mm-hmm. There are some questions about historic preservation and some of those buildings, you know, the porthole building that, you know,
right.
I used to eat at porthole restaurant there. So, you know, it's certainly a lot of buildings close to people's hearts. And so they're very aware of that and want to hear from people and really said they just don't really know yet kind of what the structural integrity and what the options are, but certainly stated that they were very open to exploring a lot of different options there.
And I think it's important to keep in mind, like, when the story first came out, it was presented, or I think people interpreted it as if the decision had been made and this was definitely happening. The decision has not been made and there's still plenty of time to weigh in.
Exactly. It's very, very early, preliminary days. And it is nice that they're moving the, you know, the visitor center for campus onto Franklin.
Yes.
That's a great opportunity. That's going to help our downtown businesses. It's going to bring more foot traffic. All of that's really good. And actually, that reminds me that another thing that happened last night is the Downtown Partnership brought a petition to council to ask for a traffic impact analysis for West Franklin. The DOT is going to be restriping it soon, and they feel really strongly that we need to slow cars down. We need to make it a lot more friendly for pedestrians, bikers, just someplace you want to be rather than just getting through, which is kind of how it feels right now.
Yeah.
So they're asking us to look at that and to consider you know, asking DOT to you know, narrow it, put in protected bike lanes, and really make it more friendly to people to want to be there, which is also a great thing for our downtown. So
yeah, I think just the look of it, if it's done right, like just aesthetically, it'll be a lot nicer looking, and that alone makes a difference, right?
It does, and I feel like we all know other towns you go to, and you're just
beautiful.
I love walking around and stopping for coffee, and you know, all these things that you want to feel invited to do, and that's kind of where we're trying to go.
So. Awesome. Again, speaking with Karen Stegman, Chapel Hill Town Council member. Town Council actually also talked a lot about climate last night as well, right?
We did. Our sustainability officer, John Richardson, you know, ran into him this afternoon. He said, dressed for the part. He had three items in a row, so he was really up for it. He did a great job. We're really lucky to have him. And we got an update on the planning for our climate action plan. We also talked about and supported a resolution setting a goal for becoming 100% clean energy by 2050. We also talked about LED lights.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really looking at, you know, kind of what are the things we can do immediately? What are the things we need to kind of plan for and gather more data on? And what is sort of in the town's control? Immediate control, like changing out our streetlights to LED lights, which is going to be an immediate savings, both in financial and in terms of emissions. It's we're moving forward. I think we all want it to move faster. There's a sense of urgency, and you know, government's
right.
Slow.
Yeah.
It's a little bit
yeah.
slow, but we're doing the right things. We're doing the good work. You know, doing an updated emissions analysis of the town so we understand where we are, and John's gonna be doing modeling. We bring in consultants as well to do some modeling so we can see what are our options. What do we need to do to get where we want to go?
Concretely, what does it take to get to 100% clean energy by 2050?
Are you asking me that
question? Yeah. Wait a minute. Concretely, what does it take to get energy free by 2050?
Is that a rhetorical question? Well, that was one of the actually interesting late night debates we had is, you know, I feel like we have this resolution that is aspirational.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know. Right today,
right.
What it would take to get there, but the importance of being aspirational, of setting a goal. This is so important. And then we'll have the climate action plan that's going to help us plot out how we get there.
Okay.
And with a timeline and a cost and all of those things. And, you know, it's really important to, I think, both think big and recognize, you know, planting trees is great, changing light bulbs is great, but we also need, those are incremental, and we need to make big, big change fast. And how do we do that? You know, so we have to look at our land use, and we have to look at our transit and really change how we think about those. And those are bigger conversations, bigger questions. But, you know, I think there are also things, we have to think big and we have to think small at the same time. Like, you know, we have to be realistic. We don't necessarily have the transit and the bike infrastructure and all that where people can just leave their cars at home all the time. I would love to do that. I have two jobs, two kids, two sets of braces, two sports teams. You know, can't do that during the week. So our family said, all right, how do we stay out of the car on the weekends? You know, what can we do?
Nice.
And we put little baskets on our bikes, and now we bike to the grocery store. And between, you know, three or four of us, we can get all our groceries.
Awesome.
And our backpacks, and, you know, and it's a fun family trip. So it's, how can we do that? How can we carpool? How can we ride our bikes? You know, I think it can be overwhelming when we say, oh, well, why haven't you gotten rid of your car and only have an electric car? And, you know, we have to meet people where they are and help take those steps forward.
Yep.
But as policymakers, we also have to do the big things. So I think that's, you know, the conversation that we're continuing to have.
Yeah. Speaking again with Karen Stegman, townofchapelhill.org is the town's website for more information on town government. Got to wrap up in a minute, but other things going on in town that people want to know about?
I just came straight here from a meeting. I was a part of a little subcommittee that is recommending the members of our short-term rental task force. So that's a big conversation that'll be happening over the next couple of months about how to, we're really looking at, we've narrowed our focus to short-term rentals with sort of investor owned short-term rentals where, you know, there's concerns about not having kind of a local point person, concerns about, you know, could that affect affordable housing, sort of if it goes unchecked for a long time. I don't think it's an issue here yet, but so looking at what are some, you know, really sort of health and safety kind of basic regulations while also respecting people's, you know, property rights and whatnot. And it's also a way for people to bring in a little extra income to, you know, be able to live here. And so we want to respect that. So again, it's balance.
Sounds good. Again, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. Town Council Member Karen Stegman, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Great to be here.